This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Stan's wife Holly is. Holly, are you there?
I am here, and I was doing trivia warm-up all last night and this morning.
Oh, that's my girl.
I don't think I've ever been more excited to play Beat Migs. So for the last few days, we played your husband Stan yesterday and the day before. Oh. He did not do well.
And he did not do well.
And you dimed him out yesterday during Beat Migs for cheating.
Yeah, I did.
And Holly would never.
I mean, I just have to tell you, he's watching me like a hawk, and I don't have any devices around.
Okay. Well, Steve, she's ready to play, so you better get out of here.
Okay, bye-bye.
For those who are playing along, Holly will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What do you call the bone that protects the brain?
Skull.
Yes. What sport is featured in the movie Space Jam?
With Michael Jordan? The basketball.
Yes.
Basketball.
Yes. What is the center of an atom called?
A nucleus.
Correct. The coldest temperature ever recorded in the contiguous United States occurred in what state?
Oh, gosh. I think it was, I think it was Montana, and it was like something like negative 70.
Correct. What was the first name of the middle Tanner daughter on Full House?
I used to watch it all the time, Stephanie.
Yes. Ariel is a moon of which planet in our solar system?
Oh, my God. I'm thinking Beavis and Butthead. It's Uranus.
Yes. What famous American gangster was nicknamed Scarface?
Al Capone.
Correct. In what decade was Canada's maple leaf flag adopted?
No, it was 1960s. It was the 60s. Yes,
it was
yes,
the
yes,
60s.
Yes.
What breed of dog was Lassie?
Oh, from the 1950s show? The Polly.
Yes, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You got 9, Holly. Very well done.
Okay, okay.
And here comes Steve Migs.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, boy.
I'm so fired up.
Okay. Are you ready? You're standing. That's not normal.
I know. Why am I standing?
Yeah, excited.
Daddy, let's go.
I'll sit back down. Sorry, I got a little too excited.
All right. What bone protects the brain?
That would be your cranium.
No. Yes.
Your skull.
Yes.
Your skull. Sorry.
What sport is featured in the movie Space Jam?
Space Jam is basketball.
It is. What is the center of the atom called?
The nucleus?
Correct. The coldest temperature ever recorded in the contiguous United States occurred in which state?
Florida. No. It has to be Alaska.
No. Contiguous.
Oh, crap. Now you got me. Minnesota.
No.
Damn.
What was the first name of the middle Tanner daughter on Full House?
Stephanie.
Yes. Ariel is a moon of which planet in our solar system?
That would be Uranus, Tanner.
You are correct.
What?
What famous American gangster was nicknamed Scarface?
Robert De Niro.
No.
Al Pacino.
Oh, no.
What the hell is his name? Scarface. Is Al. Let's go with Gandhi.
No. In what decade was Canada's maple leaf flag adopted?
What year?
Yeah, no, what decade? What decade?
60s.
Well, yeah, 60s. Oh, my God, Steve.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, boy. You lose a score of 6-9.
Nice.
Nice. Holly.
Oh,
congratulations, Holly. Oh, my
God.
Where's Stan? Is Stan with you?
Is Stan there?
Stan's staring at me with his arms cross-folded. Sorry, baby.
Hey, you know what? You did right by your household, Holly. That's something to celebrate for sure. I hope Stan
right?
can come around and be happy for you.
Right, right. Well, now he owes me dinner, so this is awesome. So thanks, guys. This was fun.
All right, Steve. Well, let's go through some of your incorrect answers here. The coldest temperature ever recorded in the contiguous United States occurred in Montana.
Okay.
And the famous American gangster nicknamed Scarface, you were so close. I feel like it was on the tip of your tongue. Al Capone.
Al Capone.
Yes.
Oh.
Do you want to just for fun hear the question that neither of you got to?
Yes.
What color is the button at the top of the neck of the guitar in Guitar Hero?
Red.
No.
Blue.
No.
Purple.
No.
Oh, my God.
Orange.
No.
Black.
Green.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my daughter's favorite color.
And there's even one you didn't get to, though.
What breed? Now, Stan's mad at Holly, and Tatum's mad at me.
What breed of dog was Lassie?
A collie.
Yeah. Look at that. You would have done okay. But Holly would have still beat you.
Oh, that's great. 6-9, though. That's pretty nice.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
Are your summer t-shirts looking a little bit sad? Then we suggest that you check out the Rock Shop over at KISW.com, where we have recently unveiled the brand new KISW Seattle collection. So go get yourself some new threads at KISW.com.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
You can leave us a voice message with ease through the Odyssey app. There is a very handy little microphone icon that can help you out. So, Steve Miggs, tell everyone who is sliding into the VMs today.
Well, T-Dog, let's check out our first voice message. Will it play?
Yeah, mine is cooking beef merlot in a Dutch oven for like 3 hours.
Man, I'm not here to kink shame somebody. What are we talking about?
Beef merlot.
Giving that beef merlot in the Dutch oven.
Bro, I mean, that's the best beef, the best vegetables. I mean, damn.
I don't know what that is, but I want it.
What is happening?
Beef merlot in a Dutch oven for 3 hours.
This had to be like maybe it's a conversation on the men's room, because I'm like, I don't think we were. I mean, we talked about food quirks, but I don't think we've been talking about like food that smells good.
That sounds amazing.
That's
I want
a good
sniff
conversation.
I want and eat it.
I want that. Yeah, all of it.
What do you think would be the, if you had to pick the best smell?
Oh, pizza.
Pizza.
The minute you walk, the minute you walk into like one of those like really good pizza places, and that there's that smell that hits you, it's like you just want pizza for the rest of your life.
Anytime I can smell like a good garlic cooking for any reason, that just gets me fired up. It's like whatever the thing is, I want to eat it if I can smell.
Oh,
garlic.
Going to a ball game, and the moment you step into like, you know, Lumen Field, and you smell the garlic fries, you're just like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And then you eat them, you're like, this is way too much garlic. I did not need all this garlic.
And then you can't really kiss anyone for like 3 to 4 business days after that.
Thankfully, I don't have to worry about that because nobody wants to kiss me. Not even my wife.
No.
You know, I think that the top one, anytime I go to like a bakery, any kind of baked goods, I mean, even like in the mall when you get near the Cinnabon, and I don't even want to eat Cinnabon. I think they're good cinnamon rolls, but like they're not my, like that's not my go-to.
Yeah.
But they smell amazing.
Oh, for sure. I'm hungry again.
I thought of one other one too, because I live right down the street from one. Ezel's fried chicken. When you smell that fried chicken, it's like you. I know.
Also, I don't know how often you guys do crock pot meals, but if you're cooking in the crock pot all day and then you come home to
it's
that
the
smell,
best feeling.
It's the best. And I always feel bad for my dogs. Like, they've just been smelling that for like 4.5, 5 hours.
You've been just teasing them. You're not even giving them any of it.
We're not even in the house. They're like, where are these people? Where's the snacks?
Dude, when I lived in Lower Queen Anne, that was like, I mean, this is a big part of the reason why I ended up weighing as much as I did around that time, is that my apartment was right, there was a couple blocks away from Dick's Drive-In Lower Queen Anne. And the moment you leave the apartment, you smell their french fries. Yeah.
That's dangerous.
And I was like, well, I can walk a couple blocks and get those great smelling things.
Well, you're walking the calories off, so.
No, I wasn't. It's very far from that. All right, let's check out our next voice message.
I just wanted to send my, sorry, I'm a little broken up, and I'm going to do my best to get through this.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to send my thoughts in love to the Tyron Daly household for the loss of their fish, Bob.
Oh, Bob the Beta.
Thoughts and prayers for
I
Bob.
Know. He lived 3 weeks with us.
He lived a great life. All 21 days.
May you rest in peace. I think I speak on behalf of all the Rockaholics, so thank you for sharing with us your time with Bob. those 3 weeks were truly some of the most special times on the Daily Mix show. So, and I only hope that Barrett is doing okay. Rest in peace, Bob.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
How are you doing?
It's been hard, you guys.
Clearly, it's touched the rockaholics as well, but I think you guys have already moved on.
Oh, we've moved on.
You got another fish?
We got another fish. I took Barrett to the pet store in Stanwood, and we got another one.
Okay, Barrett, so remind everybody what happened to Bob Jr. Bean, the beta fish.
He died.
he doesn't sound like he cares.
He stopped swimming.
He's like, yeah, he's just dead.
And what did we do today?
Got another beta fish.
What are you doing?
Trying again?
Do you think you're going to go longer than 3 weeks?
I hope so.
No.
I don't know what we're doing wrong. And what is different about this beta fish from your last one?
It's a different color and a different type of beta fish.
Okay, so it's a different color?
Different color, different type. So the first one was like...
Did you do research and see if this type lives longer?
No.
Okay, good.
And it's a girl, right? Yeah, it's a female koi beta. And what did you name her?
Do females live longer than males?
I don't know.
Like
but you
humans?
Guys, she is so cute. She literally looks like if you took a giant koi fish and just shrunk it into like a 1-inch fish. It's so hilarious.
I'm excited to hear what your son decided to name this fish.
Just wait.
Kids name, I mean, that's why we have Lucy Cupcake and DJ Strawberry Head.
Chocolate Junior Bean, and his nickname is Dorito.
Chocolate Dorito.
Wait a second. So Chocolate Junior Bean.
Nicknamed Dorito.
Yeah, it tracks.
Yeah. Makes total sense.
Makes sense. Yeah.
No, Chocolate Junior Bean Dorito.
Oh, Chocolate Junior Bean Dorito. Excuse me. And it looks like she's swimming around really happy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this one's going to live longer than 3 weeks?
Probably.
Not.
And who's going to feed it?
Me.
Yeah, I don't think this fish is going to last very long.
Well, are we going to place bets?
Yes.
God.
All right, Danny, you won last time.
Yeah, I'm going to go 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
I'll give it an extra week.
I'm going to go.
Oh, God.
2 weeks.
Two weeks?
2 to 2.5 weeks. So maybe like, I'm going to say a good 17 days we get out of this fish.
I'm going to go with Danny's first guess for Bob and go with 6 weeks. Oh, no, you said 3 weeks. Sorry, I'm going to double Danny's first guess. I'm going to go 6 weeks.
Now you're going to actually try and keep this fish alive?
Hell yeah, I am.
All right, good. Good luck to you.
The Daily Mix Show.
Are there animal protective services that we should call if this one dies?
The ASPCA?
Yeah. PETA's on the line. We got to take a call from PETA.
There is a Duval man who has made it into the news for building a bridge for squirrels. Sounds pretty nuts, doesn't it, Steve?
Yeah, it does.
What does a squirrel bridge even mean? Well, we're going to chat with him and find out a little more at 720. We came across a story on King 5 that we absolutely loved. It piqued our interest. Because it's all about squirrels.
A new way for King County woodland creatures to cross roads safely has been in place in the city of Duval for about 2 months. It's the latest squirrel bridge in the state. The first ever bridge like this in the world was installed in 1963 in Longview, the Nutty Narrows Bridge.
The Nutty Narrows. Well, we knew we had to chat with the man behind this bridge. So please welcome to the show, Nikita Koshikin. Nikita, good morning.
Good morning.
So we are so fascinated by the fact that you are the inventor of the squirrel bridge that has kind of taken the internet by storm. Where did this first kind of, you know, come to your mind that this was a thing that we really needed here in the PNW?
Yeah, definitely. I am not actually the inventor. I don't think it's the world's first ever squirrel bridge, but I feel like we need more of them. And I generally just love wildlife. I want to help them be safe. Our urban areas are growing. We have more and more animals crossing the roads. It's unsafe for people. It's obviously extremely unsafe for animals. So if we can do a little thing to help them. And so I decided to design and build a squirrel bridge across my street. The most amazing part is that squirrels actually use it.
That was my question, Nikita, because I saw the pictures and the video. It's so cool. It's like a rope bridge. do they just figure it out on their own, or did you have to like put treats to kind of lead them to the bridge? Like, or I don't even know. I don't know much about squirrels, but do they like go to their squirrel friends and say, "Hey, there's a bridge. Follow me."
I think so. So I really worried because, you know, they're wild animals. I don't know, will they accept the bridge? Will they like it? Will it feel safe for them? They definitely did not find it out right away. Right after I built it, there was a week or maybe even a little bit more than a week when I was very nervous and thought, oh, the project is totally failed. They're not using it. I tried putting treats for them on the bridge. It didn't work. They just fall off and nobody's interested on the bridge treats. When I was thinking of how to design it, I thought if I use really thick natural rope, it's very grippy for the squirrel because they have like little claws and looks kind of like a big tree branch. It's on the location where squirrels already want to cross. They use trees in the wild. So eventually they just found the bridge by themselves. And first one squirrel found it, then another squirrel saw it, and eventually they started all using it. Now I occasionally see traffic jams on the bridge. It's quite narrow, so only one squirrel can really use it.
So Nikita,
at some point we need like two-way squirrel, yeah. like bridges, like the Tacoma Narrows.
Yeah, I would need to have like a roundabout or have a wider bridge for them to be able to go different ways.
Nikita Koshikin is the man behind the new squirrel bridge phenomenon. There's a wildlife bridge in eastern Washington, or central Washington rather, that the wildlife are safely crossing, and sometimes they'll show elk or recently a black bear that used it. Is there going to be a way for people to tune in to your squirrel bridge video?
Unfortunately, I don't have a live stream, but I occasionally take videos from the camera and upload them on my YouTube.
And Nikita, I got to ask you, please don't take offense by me asking you this, but like, you know, I'd imagine there's people, friends and family in your life, they're like, Nikita, what are you doing? You're building a bridge for squirrels. Like, did you get a lot of kickback from like friends and family when they found out what you were doing?
I mean, everybody had doubts. It's not just my friends and family. It's I had to get permission from neighbors. I had to hire a contractor.
Yeah.
Even the contractor, I don't think he actually believed in the idea right away. He was like, that is strange. That will never work. I mean, I understand that because I had my doubts too. Like, they're wild animals. You would not know if it will work before you try. I'm really happy that it did work and that they decided they will use it. It's amazing. Every time they cross on the road, it's one less, on the bridge, it's one less time they are crossing on the road. It's one more time they are safe.
Nikita, I have to say, I am also a friend to the squirrels. I have one of those little squirrel feeders that's in the shape of a picnic bench with a little umbrella, and I fill it with nuts. I have to upgrade my situation, though. I need to get a squirrel bridge next.
I hope you do. I think it would be amazing. And I have the same little picnic table for the squirrels, too.
Yes, of course. It's the best.
I love those picnic tables.
They're so great. Well, you've definitely inspired me to level up and get into the world of squirrel bridge building at my place, Nikita. And thank you so much for chatting with us for a moment about this awesome thing that you've been doing for the critters in your neighborhood.
Thank you so much. And I really hope that it inspires other people to care about the critters.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs, you did just bring up a very interesting point about people doubting him. Finally, mark
Shocking.
It down. Today was the day that Steve brought up an interesting point.
Yes.
That people doubted Nikita or thought he was crazy for even embarking on this squirrel bridge journey.
Including myself.
So we want to know if this has ever happened to you. 206-803-ROCK. When were you doubted? When did the people in your life think that the thing you were doing was kind of crazy? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Foo Fighters.
Maybe you're building a bridge for a hamster.
Is that next?
Yes.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
We would like to hear about a time that you were doubted. When did people in your life think that the thing you were doing was a little bit crazy? Call 206-803-ROCK. Old Man Kenny in Gig Harbor, tell us about a time that you were doubted.
The people think I'm crazy because I'm a critter lover. I save critters. Yesterday, I missed your crow story, though, and I have two that show up every day. And the male is Chris Robinson.
Okay.
And the female is Mrs. Robinson from The Graduate.
Cuckoo Kachoo.
So, but anyways, why they think I'm crazy is about 7 years ago, there was this possum. I had my garage door open, and he looked old as dirt, and he's kind of not getting along too well. So I'd go out to investigate, and I could get within 2 feet of him. He was blind as a bat and just disoriented. So I came and got my cat carrier, swooped him with a brush in the cat carrier, brought him in my yard, started feeding him. He lived under my shed for about a year and died.
A year or so later,
and he loved carrot cake, probably because he was blind, but he loved carrot cake. About a year later, another one showed up, so I named him Repeat. He died after a year or so. A third one showed up. I named him Three-Pete. So I had the original Pete, Repeat, and Three-Pete. About 8 months ago, a fourth one shows up, right? I'm trying to come up with that clever name.
Dynasty.
And then, excuse me, guys. Mother's Day, I'm coming home in the evening, and I still hadn't come up with his name, and me and my wife were trying to come up with it. And I seen the fourth one in the street. I got home, babe. I said, babe, I'm sorry to tell you this, but I came up with the fourth one's name. She goes, what is it? I said, it's Dead Meat Pete. He got hit by a car.
No! Old Man Kenny, a friend to the critters.
Oh, absolutely. Or is he? Maybe he's bad luck for the critters. They all keep dying.
206-803-ROCK. Jim in Olympia, tell us about a time when you were doubted in life.
Hi there. I told everyone a couple of years ago I was going to write a children's book.
Okay.
Because I wanted to show that I could do it, and I also wanted to use my creative talents to write a story. And everyone laughed at me, including my brother. They all had their doubts, and they're like, "What do you know about writing?" And I said, "Well, I took some classes on Coursera, how to write a plot, how to build characters, how to build a battle scene. I'm going to do it." And so I wrote a middle grade novel, and it got published, and it came out this past March, and so far I'm in 76 websites around the world. My book is selling in Singapore, a couple websites in Australia, England, Germany, Japan, Mexico, Africa. Barnes & Noble is carrying it.
Jim,
Walmart is carrying my story. Reader's House is carrying my story. I was in a national podcast. I was in 4 magazines. I was on the cover of a magazine last month. And another magazine has asked me to be in their magazine, in their article. So I'm just like, I don't know what the numbers are yet for the sales, but it has exceeded my expectations. I had no idea that it was going to be like this. And now I have a whole new career besides working my day job.
Dude, that's awesome, Jim. If anything, I think you deserve a big hell yeah for that.
Hell yeah.
I think you're going to make that happen.
Can we look up your book? What's the name of it?
It's called The Black Egg Children. So it's a fantasy middle grade. It has 4 mason jars. Each of the mason jars have the 4 seasons. And the 4 seasons are kept on a girl's shelf in her basement. And the basement of the 4 seasons are, of course, are summer, spring, fall, and winter. And there's different entities that are controlling the 4 seasons. And in the 4 seasons are cities and mountains and ocean ranges. And there's ocean battles.
Jim, this sounds like a book that's awesome for middle schoolers and stoners.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Sign me up.
I was thinking about making a children's book one day, and I'm like, it's got to be good, because I think about like how many times you have to read a children's book.
Oh,
to
my
your kid.
Gosh.
Yeah, you got to do the parents a solid to make sure it's at least somewhat entertaining for the parents, too.
I'm very impressed. That is a big undertaking, writing a children's novel.
For Jim.
Do you think that you can take down Steve Miggs? This man has a record of 198 wins, 120 losses, and 54 ties so far in 2026. And maybe you were listening yesterday to the men's room at 540 to get the cheat sheet. Call 206-803-ROCK if you'd like to try and beat Miggs at 750.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.